meditation on the day of the Lord. Have you ever wanted to know what lies ahead of you? I bet you did. We tend to think that if we could foresee the future, we would make some wise decisions. But sadly, we have no way to foresee the future using our human power. So we hardly know if our decisions are good for us or not. But God, our Creator, doesn't want us to live our lives without our destination in mind. He leaves us no doubt about individuals and the whole world's future. He makes the truth about the future abundantly clear. He revealed to us that human history will end in judgment of rebels and blessing on the obedient. The Bible calls the final time period of human history the day of the Lord. The term day could refer to any length of time. I think the period of the day of the Lord begins with the Lord first coming to this world about 2,000 years ago. It continues until the day of judgment, when God sits on his throne to judge every people and nations. Right now, we live in the period of the day of the Lord when God waits patiently for all who will be his can come to repentance. The proclaim of the day of the Lord is resounding wake-up call. It calls us to wake up from our drunkenness, from our complacency, to consider soberly his ultimate judgment, to live in the light of the reality that God will judge. God judges sinners who deliberately refuses to repent. The announcement of the day of the Lord is immediately followed by God's astounding news. He prepared a way for sinners to escape from his dreadful judgment. The way is Jesus. The sinless Son of God took his people's judgment on himself on the cross. He died for repentant sinners. He also resurrected for them. Everyone who trusts in him may find assurance of new life, a sinless one which would not be judged. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. God keeps his word. Do we confess in order to be saved, to take Jesus as our refuge on the day of judgment? On that terrible day, it will be too late to confess. It will be too late to ask for forgiveness. Do not wait. Make the decision now to seek safety and in the day of the Lord. This is the best decision we can make in our life. It is infinitely good.